Of this weekend readings talked about love, radical, self-giving, self-donating, sacrificial love. As you have heard in the second reading today, St. Paul said that husband to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and this is a beautiful mystery. My brothers and sisters, sometimes due to different culture, different family origin, different background, sometimes we think that the role in the family sometimes become competitive or against one another. But husband is to love their wives as Christ loved the church, who gave himself totally and completely to the church, who poured himself out on the cross as a sacrificial lamb for our salvation, our redemption, because he loved us. And St. Paul also calls wives to love their husband as the church loved Christ. My brothers and sisters, if we truly understand what love is, there's no competition, there's no oppression, there's no this and that, because it's that self-giving, radical, sacrificial love, where we give ourselves totally and completely to one another. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where we have misunderstand love, and oftentimes think love is somehow like acquaintanceship or friendship. Love is much more than that. Love is that willingness to give ourselves to the other side, the will to will the good of the other side. It is not easy to love someone. It is not easy to give ourselves to that other side. It is not easy to will the good of the other, especially when they are hard to love, especially when we are different, and especially when we do not see eyes to eyes on things. And that's why we're called to love as Christ have loved the church, and the church had loved Christ. Especially in the holy sacrament of matrimony. I believe our young people nowadays are confused about what it means to truly love and be loved by Christ. And that's why marriages fail. That's why our young people don't believe in marriage anymore. They think it's somehow it's just a domestic relationship or coming together. Therefore, let's just dismiss marriage. Let's just dismiss this union, because we already living like husband and wife. And living like husband and wife is good enough, because marriage is just a man-made institution. But for us as Christians, it's never a man-made institution. Christ had made it into a sacrament. He had made it into a sacrament, which in Catholic theology, the visible sign of the invisible reality and supernatural grace of God that sanctified the party that made us more conformed to him. Therefore, matrimony or marriage is no longer a man-made institution. It's a sacrament between a husband and a wife, because the husband and the wife signifies Christ and the church. And in that sacrament, both parties learn to give themselves totally and completely, because they love Christ in one another as well as the church love Christ. That's why we call each family the domestic church, because within that family, there's life, there's love, there's sacrifices, there's self-giving. Because if the domestic church or the family fails, society fails, the church fails. So my brothers and sisters, we have to truly understand our vocation, what it means to truly love, that Christ have loved us and the church love Christ. For me, as a priest who have foregone the desire to marry, my gift of celibacy, the gift that I give to the church because I love Christ, is again about that self-giving love. Just as husband and wife love each other through Christ, I love Christ through the church. And that's why the sacrament of matrimony and holy orders are both sacraments of service, where we serve one another, where we give ourselves to one another, where we radically sacrifice our own good, our own benefit for the other side, to will their good, to desire to love them even when it's hard. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, those who are called or are already living in this holy sacrament of matrimony, you're called to love Christ and one another, just as I, as a priest, love Christ in the church, in my own family, so that we can bring Christ to where we are and where we're called to be. Which leads me toward the second reading today, the love of Christ in the Eucharist. You have heard in the second reading today from St. John chapter 6, verse 60 to 69. You can see Jesus' own distress when he was telling the crowd, as well as his own disciples, who he is. He's the bread of life. Yet, some of his very own disciples said, "This teaching is too hard. Who can bear it?" And they have left him. And imagine, close your eyes for a little bit, and imagine Christ looking at us and also asking us, "Do you also want to leave? Do you also want to leave?" A sadness. "Do you also want to leave?" And St. Peter have responded on behalf of each and every one of us, and this should be our response. "Lord, to whom should we go? Lord, you are our life." My brothers and sisters, we come to church not because we are like-minded people, not because we like each other, not because we somehow are here by coincidence or randomness. We're here because of Christ, because Christ had given himself to us in the Eucharist. And the Eucharist that we receive is not something symbolic. It's not something that we do just because everyone else is doing it, but because this is Jesus Christ, who loved us, who gave himself to us at the bread of life, to nourish our own body, our soul. In the Eucharist, it's Christ's body and blood, soul and divinity. So, why are we Catholics? We're Catholics because of the Eucharist. We're Catholic because of Christ. We're Catholic because we're called to become Eucharistic by the Eucharist that we receive, by the body of Christ that we receive. We have to become thankful in our own way of life, in our words, our actions. We have to be radical in giving ourselves, donating ourselves, sacrificing ourselves in order to love each other. No matter what vocations God calls you and I to be, we're called to this sacrament, to a particular sacrament of service, whether through marriage, whether through holy order, or even with the single life. We're called to serve. Else, the Eucharist that we receive just becomes symbolic, or somehow to justify ourselves, to make ourselves holier than thou attitude, or something symbolic, or something insignificant. Then the Eucharist goes in vain. What we receive at Mass, the Eucharist has to transform us deep from within, so we become Christ-like for each other, so that we are united as the church. That's why the readings for this week remind us, challenges us, as well as make us step back and reflect. Am I loving my neighbor? Am I loving my spouse? Am I loving my brothers and sisters that Christ loved the church? And am I loving him as the church loves him without any reservations? Do you also want to leave? What do you think of the Eucharist? And how can you and I make the Eucharist the center of our lives so that when we receive him at this Mass, we're able to say, Lord, to whom shall we go? It's only you. I believe you. I love you. I give my all to you.